Okay, so you know my brother-in-law, he last week he had a COVID scare and he's like had like a headache and he was really tired and me and my sister are both like, you have to go get tested for COVID. You have to go. And you know, he just like wants to fight us on everything. He's like, I don't have it. I don't have it. And we're like, just go. So we finally convinced him to go. He doesn't have COVID. So then my sister's like, okay, you're still sick. We don't know what's wrong with you, but you were at your grandparents' and you came home and you had a bunch of ticks on you. So maybe you have Lyme disease. And so he fought us and we were like, just go to patient first and be tested for Lyme disease. And he's like, I don't have Lyme disease. And we're like, you just rule it out. Just rule it out. So he goes and he gets tested and he doesn't have Lyme disease. And this whole time he's telling us, I'm pretty sure it's just allergies from the cat we just got. And it was just allergies. But he was so mad at us because we're like, just being cautious about it. Okay, just a little background. He stepped on a rusty nail last summer and he would not go get a tetanus shot. And we were like, we're sending him pictures of people with, wait, what is it when you step on a rusty nail? Tetanus?
Tennis, Lockjaw, yeah.
We had to send him pictures of it for it to be like, take it seriously. We're like, bro, you don't want to get this. This
What
is
does
very
tennis
bad.
look like? I've never seen
It's
this.
like, you're like all like, I don't know. I can't. I'm making. You can't see me, but I'm making.
Thank God, it was horribly offensive.
I look like a I look like a T-Rex. But yeah, you just get really like stiff, and eventually you die. So we have a history with him of being like, take care of your health, and then you know. So we look like we're crazy, and he's like, you guys are crazy. You always are like pushing me to go do something when I know it's not that thing, and he feels so vindicated.
You know, it's funny because I literally had a conversation with my wife about this morning.
Oh,
We just
really?
had, our porch was just fixed. We had a new deck put in, and my wife was like, "Can we stain it?" And I Googled and saw that you have to wait like 3 to 12 months before you can stain a deck. And she's like, "Just text the contractor, like ask him." I was like, "Why do I have to ask him? I just looked this shit up." And she's
Right.
like, "It's like you have to trust the experts, like seek out an expert." And I was like, "It's like, would you take a baby to the hospital because the baby had a cold?" And she's like, "People don't know whether they have a cold or allergies. They just don't." And I'm
They
like,
don't.
"Every adult has good enough sense to know whether or not they have allergies,
That's
but
not
apparently
true.
the
No, that's not true. I never can tell.
fuck
I never can tell if I have allergies or if it's a cold. It's the same fucking symptoms. So yeah, we have a history with him of being like, bro, you gotta go take care of your health. And like, he just feels very vindicated about this. Like he's, you know, he won.
I was also right about the deck shit, so. So we're undefeated. The moral of the story is listen to your husbands.
I don't know about that.
So, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back. This week we have a very special guest, Corky McDonald. Hi, Corky.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Corky is a mutual friend of ours, and he's a comedian out in Sacramento, and we wanted to have him on the show, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor and privilege. I'm a big fan of the show. I love
Thanks.
it. Thank you for asking me on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We do what we can here.
No, it's an honor and privilege for you guys to have me.
Oh,
That's
right. Oh,
that's what I
absolutely.
was
Right.
getting.
No, it is. It is. Absolutely.
And that's my time, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corky McDonald.
You've been a great guest. You
Asshole
laugh.
of the week, Corky.
I didn't even have one, and now I do.
That's applicable every week of the year, honestly.
No, stop. All right. Now to the serious stuff.
So we were just talking last week, maybe the week before, about how Joe Biden works really well in absentia, but every time he opens his mouth, I like him a little bit less. But you know what? The same thing applies to the DNC as a whole. The DNC just unveiled their official party platform, and boy, is it some status quo moderate shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of the things they did not add to the platform. They voted overwhelmingly, I want to say like 75%,
to not include
Medicare for All.
125 to 36, three abstained. Can you believe that in the middle of a pandemic, how many millions of people have lost their health insurance? Almost 85% of Democrats support Medicare for All.
Yeah, everybody on the left side supports Medicare for All. Anybody with a brain supports. Liberals do not. If you're on the left, you support it. If you're a liberal, if you're an entrenched liberal, you don't.
Yeah, because
I think a lot of libs do.
Do you?
I think a lot of libs do. I think they think it will frighten off the conservatives.
Mm-hmm. They're always afraid of the conservatives, and the conservatives are never afraid of them. Never.
Joe, he's going to walk out at the DNC convention to Don't Rock the Boat, Baby. That's the song that's going to be playing.
Right?
That's all they want to do right now.
If there was ever a time to take the support of the people and get people on your side, it's right now. And, like, honestly, think about the Republicans. At least they say fuck you to your face. At least they do.
Yeah.
The Democrats, they don't. They say fuck you behind your back. They go, yeah, we care about you, but fuck you.
I mean, like, I understand in the past they didn't believe they had the political capital to get this pushed through. But at this moment in time, at this juncture, you can put through probably the most leftist agenda since the fucking New Deal.
Mm-hmm. This is the time to do it. And if they're not going to do it now, they're never going to do it. They're never. They're just entrenched in, you know, corporate money as the Republicans.
Now, in their defense, they did decide to move forward with the public option as part of the platform.
Right. Do you think maybe that that's like their way of being like, no, we're going to get to Medicare for All, but we're just too afraid to say it out loud?
I go back and forth on this. I think stick with the cabinet or Hyde Biden. I stick with that. It's working. It's pissing them off.
Mm-hmm.
And the less we get of Biden until the end times, probably better, right?
What's not end times now? What are you talking about?
But I vacillate because I think just get them in there, support these Republican light platforms, and then push for the changes once we flip things, once we get people in there. Because but you're right. It feels like there's a moment being missed if they don't give us what we want now. Someone just go to bat for us.
I know. It's crazy because this is not even that radical of a thing when the rest of the world has it and we don't. It's not that radical.
Did we talk about weed?
That was next.
Yeah, they didn't include
legalize weed in 2020. That's a no-brainer.
I mean, even Republicans support this.
Right?
They support that. A lot of them. Yeah, I actually found out that one of the people running for governor in my state, she's a Democrat, she supports legalizing weed. I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah, my lieutenant governor, John Fetterman, tweets about legal weed every day, like five times a day.
Okay, he's ahead. He's ahead.
Yes. It's always at 420, just five times.
What he needs to do is tweet it 69 times a day. Then it'll be nice. How could they not support weed legalization? What is wrong with them?
It's legal in how many states now? Like 12?
I mean...
and it got like soundly defeated. It wasn't even like it was close.
Yeah, it was like a straight up reefer madness vote. I don't understand like how in the year of our Lord 2020 that they don't say, why don't we use this tax revenue? Why don't we take away one more stream of revenue from the fucking cartels?
Right. Who do they think they're gonna scare off?
Yeah. Our oldest generation is boomers, right?
I mean,
they've toked like crazy. And so, like, there's no generation that's not familiar with weed or thinks weed is devil's lettuce. It's not that anymore.
I mean,
you know, that's the first time I consider that. You're absolutely right. The boomers are smokers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they go to Woodstock?
Woodstock?
I can't remember things because I smoked a lot of weed. Really, I can't.
Yeah, you've had legal weed for like 15 years out there, Cork?
Oh, I mean, in California, even before it was legal, it was legal.
Right.
Yeah, you just, I've never seen seeds and stems in weed. And it's just harvest time every year, it was just all over the streets. And you can light up on the street.
Wow.
It's always been that way. It's always been that way.
So wait.
I mean, I know people get arrested, and it's literally not always been that way, but it's pretty much in Northern California, it's always been that
way. So is it fully legal in California now? Like, a certain amount is fine?
I would assume so. How much I see it around and the people I see it, yes. And the number of dispensaries on corners, mm-hmm. yes. I mean, driving by, and it's COVID scare, the streets are empty, but there's a line outside the weed dispensary wrapped around the
That's
block.
That's because of COVID. Everybody's trying to ease their anxiety.
You know, today is the first time I've seen someone take a child into the dispensary. I just happened to be walking by. There's one about four blocks from my house.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, That's you know fine. What? But, you know, it's a medical dispensary. They're literally just picking up their script. No.
Was it your lieutenant governor?
No, you can't miss him. This guy is a 6'9", bald head, tattoos all down his arms. I would recognize him. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean.
But to answer, it's always been casual out here, especially Northern California, how close to Humboldt we are. It's just.
Yeah.
We've always had it.
Okay, can I be cynical here? The cynic in me says they don't support legalized weed because they need to feed the prisons. Mm-hmm.
They're right along with it. Why wouldn't they be? They come from districts that have prisons that they need to have their, you know, their citizens that they're representing have jobs. I mean, you look at the Republicans and the Democrats, and then there's so many things that they both just agree on, and the Democrats are not going to speak out against certain things.
And if 2020 taught us anything, it's getting money for the police department is the easiest way to get money for your district. It's the easiest way to build rapport in your district and get support. Mm-hmm. And so more laws on the books, the better, I guess.
Yeah.
Although, fortunately, did you guys read that in Maryland, the courts just ruled that the smell of marijuana is no longer probable cause?
I did read that. Mm. That's a good thing because, I mean, plenty of people are around people that smoke weed and don't smoke themselves.
Well, not just that, but you can literally lie about smelling weed.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
that's
what they always do. Or, you know,
it gave them carte blanche to search any minority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was on a Real World episode, I think Real World 4, the Boston Real World.
I used to love Real World. That was my shit for so long.
It was so good for the first four seasons.
15 seasons? What are you talking about?
But it was the first time I ever saw like it in action, like they captured it. I forget the name of the guy, but he was a black guy. And he's like, the cop said, I thought you smelled marijuana in the car. And he's like, I wasn't even in a fucking car. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm on a skateboard, dude.
Right? Oh, man. Well, what else did the...
But that's good.
What?
That's good news.
Yeah, it is. What else did the DNC not include? Does anybody know? Because I know it was those two things.
I mean, those are the most important, but there is no student loan forgiveness included in the platform. There is no universal child care. There is no free public colleges and universities. Like, there's nothing of use.
What did Bernie get in? What did he actually get into the platform? Does anybody know? Did he get anything in?
That's nothing.
Yeah, there's no Green New Deal.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
You know, they're just...
They also...
Go ahead.
They also jumped in on military spending. They overwhelmingly supported...
Yeah.
A ton more money for the military.
Yeah, they, what was it? For that thing that just passed, the bill that just passed, it was $686 million for fighter jets, $1.75 billion for a new FBI building, and not included, no plan for people who have lost their health insurance. This is for the, quote, CARES Act extension. I did.
the balls to call it the CARES Act. The balls.
That's what they do, though. They always name it the thing that they're fucking.
Yeah. Well, the thing that the Republican bill is called the HEALS Act.
But really, it's a, I'm going to stab you in your stomach act.
I think they just misspelled it. They meant it like heels, like they turned heel on this act, and they're like, yeah, we're the villains of this piece.
They're the heels.
You know what? I would respect them if they called it the heel act.
The Snidely Whiplash Act, and they're all just twirling mustaches. Even the women who don't have them, they're just twirling mustaches.
Great.
It's literally delivered by tying a woman to a railroad track.
They're bringing that back.
They're so evil.
But then again, the Democrats, it's like, that wasn't even close. They overwhelmingly, at one point did I ever feel like, ooh, at least they're listening. It's not there.
No, Pelosi doesn't listen. She thought her big thing that past week was coming up with a new nickname, Mr. Makes Matters Worse. That was her big thing, guys. She dropped this big new nickname.
What?
You didn't see that?
That's a thing?
This big deal about how she had a new nickname for Trump, and it was Mr. Makes Matters Worse.
Mr. Not a Good President.
I mean, ooh, burn. I mean, what are we supposed to...
Truly, the Queen of Shade has logged on, people.
She's entered the chat.
Hey, listen. This is for my mom. If you're listening, plug your ears right now. We need to launch all these boomers right into the fucking sun. Every one of them.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know, I will take back everything I've ever said about Elon Musk if he just provides rockets to launch these fuckers into space.
Did you see... oh, shit. Now I lost my train of thought. Hold on. Damn it. I don't remember. Oh, did you see there's this new group online, Settle for Biden? I can't tell if it's satire or it's real. But there's this group that has a website. They're selling T-shirts and mugs, and they're like, "Yeah, he's not that great, but we got to get out Trump. Settle for Biden."
See, I would wear a settle for Biden shirt.
Oh hell yes! Because we're all doing
it. So
I got yelled at on Facebook as much as you can be. By people, because I was like, I've never seen one person excited to vote Biden. Like, I've never seen that. I've never heard one person just enthusiastically discuss his policies and what he's going to do. And people jump my shit. And they're like, my mom's excited. My dad's excited. I know a lot of people who are excited. I'm like, none of you actually are excited. You all know a person who knows a person.
We just got to get the fascist out. That's it.
So, speaking of getting the fascists out, Donald Trump has decided, because he doesn't have any real policy after 4 years in the White House, that he's just going to lean in on the fascism and the racism. And today, he announced that that he's going to run on a platform of segregation.
Like, straight up. He's like, guys, I'm just saying it out loud now. I mean, I've been saying it out loud, but now I'm really saying it out loud.
Yeah, it's his whole shit. His whole shit is demonizing others, separation, chaos, and then try to either blame or pick up the credit for on the other end of it. And that's his whole shit. And his whole shit is racial separation, segregation. He's got nothing new. He uses his old tired tactics.
No new writers. Yeah, so just for our listeners.
I do have to say.
Yeah, well, I was just a little real quick. Just for our listeners, he tweeted that he's happy to inform all the people living in their suburban lifestyle dream, all caps. I mean, capitalize the first letter, because that's a thing. That you will no longer be bothered or financially hurt by having low-income housing built in your neighborhood. Your housing prices will go up based on the market, and crime will go down. He basically rescinded fair housing rule, basically.
Yeah, the rule said that cities can't get HUD funds unless they start tracking racial disparities and segregation and enacting policies to prevent that. And he's like, nope, nope, nope. I am repealing all that shit because segregation is good you don't want those niggas in your neighborhood. They're driving down the property values, and I got you.
Yeah, that's he.
Which is wild. This is like pre-Southern strategy shit.
Yeah. It's seriously like 1950s talk. More than that, further back than that.
And on top of it, he can point and go, "Oh, this is the black guy's policy. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, the black guy did this. I'm taking that away too." It's like another little feather in his cap.
Yeah, has anyone openly run on segregation since George Wallace?
I mean, besides Jeff Sessions or what's his name, David Duke? Did they run on it? I feel like they used
code. I'm sure Duke did.
Yeah, I feel like Duke did. I'm sure he was pretty blatant with his racism. And
I think, he like brings that to the table. He wouldn't even have to mention segregation, and you know he's bringing that to the table.
Yeah, that's like given with him.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, just conservatives give, like, the left, the ambiguous left, a lot of shit for political correctness, right? For not really saying things. But if you think about it, like, that tweet was flat out, I'm segregating. I'm separating black people, white people, people of color, disenfranchised, everybody. I'm separating. But he won't quite say it. You know what I mean? It's like you give leftist shit for couching things and hiding your terms, but that's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing with that whole suburban dream.
He actually did.
What was the term?
It was
suburban dream lifestyle.
Suburban lifestyle dream. He actually.
AKA upper middle class white families.
Yes. He actually. Well, hold on. I'm gonna have to cut this out. I always say that.
No problem. Cut my whole
shit out.
You know
she's not going to cut that
shit. It's funny because one of our listeners was like, thinks that I do that on purpose, which I do. But I also do cut things. I actually do cut things out too. Sometimes I'm like, nah, it's funnier if I leave it in. He actually Trump gave a speech today and he said, 1 second, I'm pulling it up. This is what he said in his speech. By the way, I just ended the rule on suburbs. You know, the suburbs. Okay.
I ended the rule on suburbs.
People fight all of their lives to get into the suburbs and have a beautiful home. There will be no more low-income housing forced in the suburbs. So enjoy your life, ladies and gentlemen. So he just said that today. He actually did that in a speech, not just a tweet.
You know what's wild is, like, he clearly hasn't been to a suburb in the last 20 years.
Right.
Because that's where all the poor black and Latino people are being forced.
Who can afford to live in the goddamn city? I couldn't afford. I wanted to live in the city and I couldn't afford it.
It's also saying no other style of life is good. There's nothing worthy in America except for suburbs. Everybody wants a whole strip mall of Applebee's and fucking Home Depot.
Which is also weird because he does like to play to his rural base.
Yeah, and the suburban vote is a lot more liberal, not leftist, but liberal than his rural base. But I guess he's trying to widen his base a little
bit. Yeah, I think suburban white women have been fleeing his, him. I don't know.
But you know, suburbs were built on segregation.
Yes, yep. There was a campaign in Britain in somewhere called Smethwick. It was around the second, like after the Second World War. And they ran on a campaign. If you want an N-word for a neighbor, vote Labor. Like these were actual shit printed out and handed out. Yes.
That is like, that's like vote for Cuomo, not the homo level of propaganda.
Wait, was that a real campaign?
But that's basically Trump.
You don't know about that? Oh, that's when Ed Koch was running against Mario Cuomo for mayor of New York City. They put up flyers that said, vote for Cuomo, not the homo.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What year was this? 1980-something?
70-something or other. But, yeah, no, Ed Koch was never a confirmed
homosexual. He was a confirmed bachelor, right? Isn't that what they used to say?
Yeah, but I mean,
the way they used to say it?
Yeah.
He's a confirmed bachelor.
A friend of Dorothy, if you will.
That's a good one.
But no, though, that's wild that they did that shit.
Yeah, but that's what Trump is doing in very coded words.
Yeah. It's.
But I mean, like, the earliest American suburbs, like Levittown in Long Island, was exclusive to whites.
You know, my husband is actually from Long Island, and he told me, I can't confirm this, but it seems true, that they did, okay, so there's a lot of, like, stone bridges out in Long Island, and they built them so that they were low enough that when people like to go off to the beaches out in Long Island, they built them so they were low enough that the buses could not go underneath the bridges because they didn't want black people coming into the beaches on the buses.
No, that actually happened. And that's also why the lanes of the LIE. Have you taken the LIE?
So many times.
Yeah, the Long Island Expressway. The lanes of the LIE are very narrow to make it more difficult for trucks and buses to pass through.
So much racism. Good. So much racism everywhere.
Yes. How does anybody deny that it's not systemic? How does anybody who actually can look at America, look at the history and deny and go, nah, we're all on equal footing. This shit is built into the fabric.
It's been equal footing since 64. So there's plenty of time to catch up for everyone.
Tom Cotton, he thinks that it's the 1619 Project is blasphemous for the founding of this country. It's just insanity.
Tom Cotton said that slavery was an unnecessary evil.
Evil is what he called it. He said that the founders said it was a necessary evil. And I'm pretty sure none of them said that. That's what I read, is that none of them actually said that. They were all obviously uncomfortable with it, but also fine with it.
There might have been a couple bars about that in Hamilton.
And are we really basing our morality on slave-owning landed gentry from the 1700s? I mean, really, is that really what you want to do?
I mean, sure,
they could rap, but...
that show is exhausting.
You think Jefferson had a hot 16?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. He called into the Sway show. What's that called?
The wake-up show?
Yeah, the wake-up show. They would stand there and just ring a bell, go, hear ye, and then he had to freestyle over the bell ringing.
That's why the bell broke. His rapping was so bad. All right. Well, is there anything else we want to say about our racist president? Asterisks?
No, this is the absolute worst timeline. Yeah. I was going to go into redlining and racial covenants, but...
I mean, you could briefly let our audience know what it is. I didn't know about racial covenants. I mean, I've heard of redlining and read all about it, but racial covenants...
Yeah, so for those who don't know, redlining was like the government literally drew maps and put red lines around black neighborhoods, and banks could not lend for housing in those neighborhoods. And for like most families, the middle class built its wealth on home ownership, and that was not permitted within black neighborhoods. But in other neighborhoods, there were racial covenants where it was built into the deed of the property that they could not be sold to people of color. And not only could they not be sold to anyone who wasn't white, non-whites could not even live there unless they were in a serving capacity. They couldn't rent to them. So can't buy in a black neighborhood, can't buy in a white neighborhood. And that is how so much wealth is generated. Like, I'll give you an example. I have a friend who just very middle-class household. Like, I'm sure his dad never made more than $50,000 a year. But when his dad passed away, he left him a house that he purchased for like $80,000. And at the time, it was worth, you know, $250,000 and a life insurance policy for $250,000. So then, boom, that's $500,000 that a person who never actually earned a ton of money was able to pass down generationally. And that's happened generation after generation after generation in white families.
Yeah. And one of the crazy things that I was reading about the covenants is that some people want to get rid of the language entirely because they're baked into the deeds. So, like, it would take a lot of work to actually get rid of, I guess, every house that is got that in the language of their deed.
Yeah. Yeah, these are black and Latino people who have purchased homes that they technically cannot own.
And I guess a lot of real estate agents are just like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's against the law now. And then there are some people who are like, we need to leave it in there because it's a lot of work. And also, we should be reminded of the history. It seemed like to me that a lot of the opposition to getting rid of the language and getting it out of the actual deeds was just like whiny, like, it's a lot of work. to do it. That seems like what a lot of the opposition came down to. It's like a lot of work and we just really don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, like, I don't need to be reminded about the history. Like, the history has been recorded. It's documented. Mm-hmm. I don't need that shit on the record of my ownership of the home that I can't live in it.
Yeah. It's like a Confederate statue of your home.
Yes, Corky. That is absolutely right.
How are you going to know about the history if we don't have this, you know, statue to this racist policy in your home?
Right. Do we have a, anybody have an asshole of the week?
Oh, I do.
Ooh, let's hear it.
AG Barr.
Fair.
I don't know if he's been the asshole of the week before. But man, his display on while being interrogated, it's just, it's deflection, obfuscation, never going to get to an actual point, never going to get to a clear answer. And just, he's Trump's personal attorney for, and Trump is like master of the house from Les Miserables. Like, he's just in there. He's got schemes, right? He's got money and profit going, and AG Barr's whole thing is to cover that shit up. Mm-hmm. And then while also upholding white supremacy and a Catholic supremacy in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So
he also, in his hearing, was it yesterday or today? I think it was yesterday. He was very, you could tell he didn't like to be challenged, that he doesn't have anything but yes men around him. Like, how dare you ask me a question? He had that attitude. It was real gross.
And I just hate the whole lawyer point of view, politician point of view of I've enacted all these policies or I've acted on these things. But I have no proof that I've ever looked at any of them or understood the context of any of them. However, I did stop them from being examined so that maybe we could derive some context.
So that's so true. So many of the questions he got asked were like about the Constitution. And I don't know that part of the Constitution. Bro, you're the top cop. How do you not know that?
You're Attorney General.
What the fuck?
Fuck me. Google it.
How'd you get this job? All right, you're white. All right. Jason, you got an asshole of the week?
Yeah, I got an asshole of the week. My asshole of the week this week is Tory Lanez.
Okay.
Tory Lanez is a diminutive Canadian rapper. He stands about three apples high.
That's on an apple box.
According to the police report, he weighs 120 pounds.
Okay.
Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion in both of her feet.
What an asshole. More than asshole.
He shot her? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he shot her in both feet. I didn't know it
was him either. What a piece of shit.
I mean,
okay.
I think he's more than an asshole, but yes.
Like, my heart goes out for this woman. Like, she's... you know, I'm an old man, so I don't look at Megan Thee Stallion lustfully. I look at her paternally, and I'm like, this fucking kid, she's just out in the world by herself, mm-hmm. fucking with these rap dudes, as vulnerable as she can be, and this little piece of shit shoots her in the feet.
What the fuck?
Also, I kind of look at her lustfully, too.
I mean, I've got nothing to say to that.
I mean, she shot both feet. I mean, not even just like... Just one foot. Like, one foot's bad enough, right? But both feet? But
were they dating? Is that what it was?
I think apparently, allegedly.
What a piece of shit. I didn't know that was him that shot her.
Is it weird that when I heard that she got shot in the feet, and I only know this person because she's been shot in the feet. I am so far out of I am so far out of
I
the
like
loop.
Her song that she has with Beyonce.
In my head... I imagine the bullets going in the bottoms of her feet, and I'm like, how? But no, of course, somebody shot down at her feet. But when I first heard it, I was just like, man, getting shot in the bottom of your foot would suck.
She's stepping on a rusty nail.
Was she laying down? Was that how she tried to block the gun?
That's terrible. I hope he goes to jail or something happens to him. I know we want to abolish prisons, but
yeah, maybe we just beat his ass.
I don't know. Is that how that works?
I do kind of like vigilante justice.
I mean, it's the mob can't be trusted though, for the most part, with vigilante justice. They're slick.
He's 120 pounds. She's got to have a sister that could whoop his ass.
Yo, she would beat the brakes off. Her name is Megan the Stallion.
Right. All right, guys. Well, this tell us, Corky, about your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Plug time. I am a co-host of the Dare Daniel podcast, the worst named podcast in history, because we review bad movies, but you wouldn't know that by the title. My co-host is Daniel Barnes. He's a former professional film critic. Still is a working film critic, but no longer published in newspapers. And we get dared bad movies, and we rate them. It's a much better podcast than
it's very
sound
funny.
Right,
I've listened. It's very funny.
It's a much better podcast. Yeah,
we go good. Through the podcast or the movies linearly, and you guys can see my cat. You guys, the audience at home, can't see my cat, but
I see your cat. Cute cat.
Sorry, that was the worst plug ever, but
check out his show, guys.
Dare Daniel podcast.
Check out his show, guys. It's very funny. I've listened. They review really bad movies. Not like fun, not like always fun bad movies.
No.
Like bad movies.
Yeah. Audiences try to terrorize us. We're cinematic stuntmen. And we got Father's Day with Billy Crystal and Robin Williams coming out next week. Yeah, nobody should ever watch this movie.
It's not even.
But
yeah.
We have to.
These aren't fun bad movies.
You're doing the Lord's work, Corey.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, Jason. It's been a fun time. You want to say
Yeah, as always, our theme music, Too Cool, is composed by Kevin MacLeod, licensed through Creative Commons.
Thank you to our social media, Dustin Lamar. Please follow us on all the stuff at Eat the Press. Send us an email if you want, eatthepress@gmail.com. Rate us on iTunes, please.
5 stars, drop us a review.
All right. Until next time.
Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
No, do drugs.
R.I.P. Malik B.
R.I.P. Malik B.
Yes. I saw the Roots. They were great when he was part of the Roots.
We wouldn't even know each other if it wasn't for the Roots.
That's true. Yeah,
that's a really convoluted path, but
you're
right.
That's true. That's true. All right. Until next time.
See you.